Well, if I was to give you my honest advice on the use of social media, my honest advice would be to get as far away from it as you can. But I realize that's not going to happen. And I do realize that this may sound as a sort of a generation gap. I realize that there are good uses to these things and there are bad uses. So how do you avoid the bad? I could give you a whole list of things, and I'm not going to do that, because you wouldn't obey them anyway, especially young people. You'd forget them as soon as you got out, and you'd say, he's only an old fellow anyway, what does he know? And you'd probably be right as far as your social media contacts are concerned. One thing about social media that worries me is how unsocial it is, and how hurtful it is to many people, and how stupid people can be, even very intelligent people can be on it. They imagine that they can say things that they think are going to stay private when they're actually going to be plastered all over the world, causing them and a whole lot of other people a lot of trouble. So what would I say to you? Very simply, always remember that you're a Christian. If you're a Christian, remember it. It doesn't matter what forum you're in, whether it's Facebook or whatever, whether you're texting or emailing or, as I say, on Facebook, whatever it is, remember you're a Christian. And the Bible says in Ephesians 5, be followers. The Greek word is imitators. Be imitators of God. That's what you're to be. He's your role model. Christ is the one you follow. And in Ephesians 4, it tells you, it talks about your talk, about how you're to talk, how you're to speak. And if I could turn your attention, just ask you to read that in Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 29, it says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Now, the fact that you're tapping it out with your fingers doesn't change it. It's still coming out of your heart and out of your mouth. It says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearer. And I think if everybody, every Christian who went on Facebook or some other such site, were to ask themselves, am I ministering grace that would solve 100% of the problems as long as they set out to obey the Lord? I have to tell you, and I really am sorry I would even have to say it among Free Presbyterian young people, but I do. I don't know if you're guilty. I have no idea. But that is steer clear. I mean 100% absolutely clear of everything that is sensual and everything that is morally corrupt and unclean. When you hear of young people posting lewd photographs of themselves, I'm talking about professing Christian young people. When you hear of them describing things that are immoral, immodest, and wicked, there's no excuse. It doesn't matter whether it's social media or any other thing. There are things that the apostle says must not be mentioned, even mentioned, among God's people. Exalt Christ. And I think now, if you just keep that in mind, remember, I'm always a Christian. Remember, I have not to let any corrupt communication proceed out of my mouth. Remember, I am to minister grace. I am to exalt Christ. You'll not have any problem with what you say or do on social media. Only one thing I've got to add, and that's in a church context. This is where I mean now, You could get into a very long answer. If we're here to put it in its proper context, I'd have to give you a lecture in prophecy and all the rest of it. The Bible has foreseen all this. The Bible prophesied in the end time we would be in a time of people power. And it doesn't describe it in glowing terms. And that's where we are. And what happens then? In a church, you have people who bypass the courts of the church. God has appointed those courts. Elders are not something dreamed up by man. They're something that God appointed for the proper government of his church. If there is sin that needs to be dealt with, it's not your place to deal with church sin as an individual. But you can use the proper channels. What happens, however, people just bypass the minister in the session and they go public with an accusation that may be true, untrue, half-true. Who knows? They appoint themselves the accuser, the witness, the prosecutor, the judge, and the jury. And they whip things up. And before you know it, they're dividing the Church of Christ. Is that acting like a Christian? Is that how the Lord Jesus said, in private affairs, private disputes, Matthew 18, it should be done? No, it's not. In matters of church discipline, is that how it's supposed to be done? No, it's not. Social media may be used for good. I have no doubt that it may. But I have equally no doubt that for the most part, it's not. And it's because among Christians, too many forget who they are and how Christians are supposed to act. Martin Luther, I believe, called Christians little Christs. His take on the word, we are images of Christ. I wonder how faithful the image is if I were to look at your social media input or output. So remember, I'm a Christian. That solves it.